Good. Good. Got some rehab and treatment and stuff. Be good to go.
Will you do all the throwing this week?
Yeah. Yeah. Get everything. Be good to go. Just went through walkthrough and did 2 minute and all that stuff. So I'll be ready to go this afternoon.
How much do you think the injury kind of impacted your performance?
I think it was fine. I can't say. That it had a direct effect on anything. You know, something that happened, and if you're able to play, keep playing. If not, let somebody else go play. And I felt like I was able to keep playing.
How big of a loss is Mercedes?
Tough. The things he's able to do, we count on him a lot. Definitely in blocking and protection. I think he's by far the best blocking tight end in the NFL. So when you lose a guy that everybody, feels is that good at what he does, as well as, catching balls and screens and stuff, he's been really effective in. So I think that's a loss that hurts. He's a good player. But I think it gives guys like Alex Ellis and Neil and Ben Koyak, a chance to step up and get some opportunities.
What do the Bills do well?
It's a typical, Rex Ryan defense. They're going to throw everything they can at you and try and confuse you and have free guys coming. So they throw a bunch of funky stuff at you. I think it'll be key for us, kind of every week. Each team's kind of got their certain packages, and Rex Ryan is kind of known for his stuff and the exotic things he does. I think it's going to be, is everybody on the same page? And if we don't get it picked up, that's fine, but let's make sure we're aware of that. And, we got hots and sights and everything built in to where we can get it out quick.
How do you prepare for the weather change?
I don't know. I don't know if you can. I guess if you could practice in a freezer or something. But besides that, I don't know. I think one thing that's cool about the NFL is it's not guys from necessarily this state. Guys are from all over. So we have guys that have experienced stuff like that before. It's not like college. If you play in Florida, most of the kids are from Florida and have never seen snow. So there's a lot of guys on the team that experience that stuff. And I think it'll be okay. I don't think it's going to be too cold, 45 or whatever. So I think it'll be all right. And be nice to get out of the Florida heat.
How does your confidence level jump in a player like Marquise when you see him high point balls? Because that's not really what we've seen him do.
Right. Yeah. I think Marquise and continues to show that he's an overall really good receiver. I think at first it was kind of, okay, he's a speedy guy. Then it was, maybe he's a specialty guy where you can give, arounds and reverses to and jet sweeps and stuff like that. And then I think now you're getting a chance to see his wide receiver ability and what he can do down the field, his route running. Like you said, his ability to go up and get the ball, his ability to track balls and go make plays. And he really can do it all, and he's pretty good at every single thing. So he's a guy that I have a ton of confidence in. I know Nathaniel does as well. So we'll definitely dial up some stuff for him and try to get him going or continue to keep him going.
I'm assuming you watched tape last year's game with Buffalo. When you saw Hearns' catch again, does it still stand out as one of the most impressive catches?
Yeah, it's an unbelievable catch. It's cool to watch and go through that and go through those memories and feelings. And, because it was kind of a game of highs and lows. We were up big and then kind of gave it away and then came back and were able to win at the end. So it was a game full of emotions, but it was cool. It was cool to go through that. Cool to see Hearns make that unbelievable catch and come out with a win.
When you were watching the play, did you still think, why didn't I run it? Why did I throw?
Yeah. Well, I think throwing it was the right decision. I'm not really sure why I threw it so far in front of him. I would have liked to move it a little bit to the right, but he made an unbelievable catch and was able to come down in the end zone.
Playing them back-to-back years helped when you were prepped because of what?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps. And he's one of those guys where it doesn't, I don't think, matter how many times you play him, you're always going to see something different. It's kind of, whatever his flavor of the week is that they're going to dial up and show us, we're going to see something that they haven't shown yet and something that we haven't prepared for. And it's about being able to handle it, follow our rules, and let's get to the sideline and figure out how to pick it up next time we see it. But it is good to have a little bit of familiarity with just the kind of stuff that they do.
What can you do in any way to get to the point where the turnovers are being minimized? You're not going to totally have none for, six consecutive weeks.
Right. I think it's all the same stuff. It comes down to decision-making and accuracy. The pick six last week, I think the decision was fine. The throw was behind and high on Marquise, and it got tipped up in the air, and the guy caught it. It's stuff like that happens. And the one at the end of the game, just trying to, do something and get something going. But, I think it's just decision-making and accuracy. It's really all you can do. It's all you can talk about and work on. I think it's the only way to solve the interceptions. I think to have a conscious of being protective of the ball, which I think, I still continue to need to work on all of it, obviously, because there's been way too many turnovers. So I think continuing to do that.
As a follow-up to that, when you're looking at tape on a given week, how many times over the course of a game do you see a throw and you look at the tape and you said, oh, I should have gone there because that guy was open. I'm sure that happens a couple times.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I feel as though, you know, since Nathaniel's taken over, you know, we've been pretty, for the most part, I think, on the same page. You know, there's always freak stuff where it's like that guy fell down and he's running wide open. It's like, yeah, well, one in the progression was also open, you know, stuff like that. But there's been very few plays where we didn't agree with where the ball was supposed to go. And the very few plays that it's happened, it's not necessarily been you should have got off of it and gone to somebody else. It's been more so, you know, let's take it away. You know, your feet are now out of the rhythm, take off and run. You know, that's kind of the thing I got to get to is you know, because your feet drive everything and kind of keep you in sync with everything. And when they get out of whack, it's time to check it down and move on.
Since you got back in mid-April and you and the rest of the team talked about expectations for this year, now at 2-8, is it tough to pivot toward refocusing on different goals now?
Yeah. You know, I think you just got to kind of look at it as what it is. You know, we've played 10 games and we're 2-8. You know, I think you can kind of reminisce and talk about all the games and what could have, should have happened, but it didn't. We've won 2 and we've lost 8 and we got 6 more to go. And I think as long as, you know, and I think we have a locker room that says, okay, obviously this isn't where we want to be, this isn't where we expected to be, but we have 6 more chances. There's no sense in you know, kind of folding up shop and getting ready for next year. We got 6 more games to go play, you know, and a chance to go 8-8, right, is kind of how you look at it. And I think the guys are excited for the opportunity. You know, obviously not excited where we're at, but excited to have 6 more chances.
Denard got a little bit of an opportunity last Sunday with TJ out. How good a job has he done staying locked in when he gets those?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. It's been impressive, the work he does, you know, because TJ and Chris take most of the reps during walkthroughs and practice, and he's constantly locked in. He's constantly asking questions, trying to figure out what's going on. And I think that kind of showed his ability and kind of his resiliency to stay focused throughout the season, even though he wasn't getting a whole lot of reps on the offensive side of the ball, that when his number was called, he was able to go play and be effective. And I mean, nobody ever questions the passion that D-Rob plays with. I mean, he's going to play his tail off as hard as he can when he gets the opportunity, and that's what he did.
Like, obviously, we're all talking about the mistakes and have been, but are you seeing, do you feel different with Hackett the last 3, and are you in a different mental place than maybe you were following the Oakland, Tennessee?
Yeah, definitely. I feel, you know, good. I feel confident. I feel, you know, there's still been some bad things, but there's been a lot of really good stuff that nobody talks about, obviously, because of the losses. But, you know, I think we're, you know, I know it's, probably people have been hearing it forever, but you know, we're headed in the right direction. I know it's hard to say or hear that, but I truly believe it. You know, I think Nathaniel Hackett's done an unbelievable job. I think he's gotten this offense on the right page. I think we've done some really good stuff the past 3 weeks. Obviously, I haven't been able to finish games and close games out, but I think we're right there. We're not far away.
How about the moment, right? You had the ball first and 10 at the 13-yard line with a chance after that turnover to make something happen. Is that the key for you the last 6 games, is to capitalize on those moments?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's what good teams do. When you give good teams breaks like that and you get a turnover and you're inside the red zone, they score. They don't kick field goals. You know, you get a chance with 8 minutes left, up 3, they go score again and make it a 2-possession game rather than going 3 and out. So, you know, we still got to figure out how to do that and find ways to do it, you know, to put games out of reach and continue to attack, you know, and never kind of go in that prevent mode of we got the lead, let's try and hang on to it. Let's continue to score and make it bigger.
I thought he did awesome.
Obviously, unfortunate that Pat got hurt, but I thought Chris did a really good job. You know, and he's another guy that's really similar to D-Rob in the fact that they're constantly doing stuff when they're not in, which not a lot of guys do. You know, they're taking reps by themselves while the play's going on in the back, and kind of, you know, staying focused and into it. And I thought, you know, as for him as well, he did a really good job.